STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Hi, I'm Greg Kolkol. When I was asked recently during a live Christian TV show why I send bi-monthly mentoring letters like this one to Christians like you, an insight suddenly dawned on me. Some of the training material that we send you, Solid Ground, for example, is principally aimed at building your mind. That would be the knowledge part of being an ambassador. While the mentoring letters, like this, mentoring podcasts, they're targeted at your wisdom and your character. That is the method and manner of your presentation. Not so much the what, but the how-to of being a seasoned diplomat for Christ. Now, this month, you're going to have an opportunity to obtain a valuable knowledge item. I'll give you the details in a moment. It's a unique key card, I guess you'd call it, about same-sex marriage. It's a quick summary that has my best and most up-to-date assessment of one of the most controversial and culturally significant and thorny issues facing the church today. Now, the card is meant to answer all the objections in a quick but cogent way, all in a single laminated sheet. It's the ultimate quick reference tool. You won't want to be without it. But it occurred to me that it might help you if you had some insight into how I come up with summaries like this one, kind of the how-to process that I go through to sketch out a response to tough issues like same-sex marriage. So here are the steps that I follow that you can apply to a variety of objections. Here's the first thing I do. First, I need to have a basic grasp of the issue itself. I need to survey the thinking so I know the lay of the land, so to speak. How have others approached this particular question? What kind of objections have been raised? How have the challenges been answered? Are the answers good ones? Now, I'm not trying to be an expert here. I just want to be informed on the fundamentals of the controversy. That's the first step. The second thing is I need to state the essence of the issue simply and clearly. That is, I need to take my research and I need to sum it up and figure out, well, what exactly are we concerned with here? How would I sum up the core consideration, the hinge pin concern in unambiguous language? And the goal at this stage is simply to simplify the issue. It's to remove the distractions. Since the same-sex marriage dispute pivots on the meaning of marriage, this is the way I simplified the issue for the key card. I put it this way. There are only two kinds of answers to the question, what is marriage? Either marriage has a fixed natural purpose or it does not. Either marriage is something particular or it is nothing in particular, and therefore anything we want to make it. Now, this step is critical because it gives me a starting point that cuts through the distractions and cuts to the chase immediately. So those are the first two steps. Get a great basic grasp of the issue, do your homework, then state the essence of the issue simply and clearly. Third, I need to make an argument. That is, I need to take my own stand and answer the basic issue. So how do I do that? What is my point of view and my rationale? What's my evidence? And clarity, again, is key here. I spend a lot of time working with the words, removing the ambiguities so I can make my case forcibly and persuasively. Now, with regards to same-sex marriage, here is the basic view that I defend in the key card. Here's what I wrote. Marriage is a natural, long-term pairing between a man and a woman that is protected, privileged, and celebrated by culture because of the unique and vital role it plays in civilization. That is, as a group, as a rule, and by nature, marriage relationships produce the next generation. So I have very carefully placed my flag, as it will, planted my flag and made my claim. Then, as part of this step, I carefully articulate my reasons. I want to defend this view in a way that will cause a fair-minded person to think, well, I may not agree just yet, but those points make a lot of sense. Fourth, I need to answer the objections. I have to anticipate what's going to come up against me, and I have to address them. Now, these must be objections that are actually being raised if you're dealing with an issue that's a current one, actually being raised, and they must be addressed reasonably and fairly and with as much economy as possible. In other words, I want to trim things down so I can kind of get right to the point of my response to the objection. And if I get too wordy, my response is going to be harder for me to remember, and it won't have as much impact on others. If I can work in simple, common sense illustrations, all the better. I want to answer the objections in a clear fashion. And finally, when it comes to cultural issues, as opposed to in-house theological issues, when it comes to cultural issues, policy issues that relate to what the government is to do regarding a moral and ethical issue, I try to take what I call an external approach. That is, I don't want to base my argument on the Bible, but on a rationale that those outside of Christianity can relate to, regardless of their attitude towards Scripture. If Scripture gives us directives or a point of view or a worldview that makes sense to reality, then there are going to be other reasons that we can draw from that will point to its legitimacy. This is a good idea because, and it will probably have something to do with human flourishing, and I can make my case that way rather than just thumping the Bible and quoting Bible verses. Now, on this key card, I do start with a quote from Jesus, but I do not appeal, at least directly, to Jesus as an authority figure. I rather appeal to him and what he an observation that he makes, which is a common sense observation that anybody really can make. He is even appealing to common sense at this particular point in the citation I offer. So I invoke an authority figure who's almost universally respected, but my rationale does not trade on any religious doctrine. No matter what your religious view or lack of religious view, the same argument that I offer can be made. And this makes my argument attractive to the largest possible audience. Now, remember, when I tackle these issues, and they're sometimes very challenging issues, I am not coming up with all the content on my own. I don't have to be inspired with clever responses or creative insights when people smarter than I have already done the heavy lifting, all right? I don't want to reinvent the wheel if I don't need to. Instead, I collect the good stuff, I condense it into something handy that I can use, like the key card on same-sex marriage, and if I can do it following the five steps that I just gave you, you can do the same. Just get a basic grasp of the issue itself. State the essence of the issue simply and clearly based on your research. Then take a position and make an argument. Fourth, answer the objections that are actually being raised. And finally, if you can, especially with a policy issue, cultural issue, take an external approach. That's key. By the way, I'd like to send you a copy of the quick reference guide on same-sex marriage. For you personally, you can have your own copy, and I'll send it to you in appreciation for your gift to Stand to Reason this month. I'm certain it will help you navigate the complex issue of same-sex marriage. I also hope that it will serve as a template, if you like, to guide you as you work on some other question that you may be facing following the same pattern that I just described here in this podcast. And if you want to go to str.org, you can check the donate button there for all of the information. Helping you get a firm grip on an issue, walking you through the tangles, advising you with sound responses, that's mentoring. That's my job. That's what I'm trying to do in my relationship with you. It's my commitment to you. It's why I write these letters. It's why I do these podcasts. And your gift to us is the lifeblood that sustains STR. It keeps us on mission. It keeps us engaged. And it keeps us producing great resources like this quick reference guide on same-sex marriage just for you. Thank you for your help. I'm Greg Kokel for Stand to Reason.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcast and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.